Yes, sir. Another episode coming straight to you from the Missy Media You Podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever part of the world you living in. You just have a good one, okay? It's that time again. My recap, my review on The Walking Dead. Now, it premiered Sunday, okay? And before I begin, I want to say this for the record. I felt like this episode wasn't all that good. Wasn't a very good episode. Wasn't an interesting episode. It wasn't an exciting episode. It wasn't a must-see episode. Okay? Now, this will be the first time in Walking Dead history where Rick is not included in the episode. Now, spoiler alert. Before we go any further, this is a spoiler alert. Okay? So, if you haven't gotten the opportunity to see The Walking Dead, I suggest you go ahead and watch it right now. Okay, go ahead, watch it right now. Okay, and when you're done watching it, come on back on over here, and you'll listen to my recap and what I thought about Sunday night's episode. Now, Sunday night episode wasn't all that good, all right, in my opinion. Now, Rick, this is the first time in Walking Dead history where Rick is not included in the episode. Okay, because we all know. Rick's friends, his teammates, his family, they think, Dale and all of them think, that Rick has kicked the bucket. He's R.I.P., okay? But we all know Rick got rescued in a helicopter, and the helicopter was taking Rick someplace else, okay? Which I'm pretty sure in the next couple of episodes, they're going to talk about that. Where's Rick at? Who's holding Rick? This, that, and the third, okay? So, last night episode wasn't all that good to me, okay? All right? The storyline and the timeline was Mashona, okay? Mashona, it's 5 years after Rick done kicked the bucket. His family and his friends think he kicked the bucket, but he didn't kick the bucket. It's 5 years since they last saw Rick. And a lot of changes done happened in those 5 years, okay? Everybody done gotten a little older, and everybody got their hair done all of a sudden grew, okay? Everybody got long hair, all right? Which to me, I thought, well, wait a minute. Okay, hold up for a second. Why do everybody got to have this long hair down their goddamn back, okay? But that's neither here nor there. Let's get on into the episode, okay? 5 years after Rick done quote-unquote died, things done changed. Mashona, she is now the leader, okay? And she has a council, okay? Now, remember last week when she was talking to Maggie and say, hey, look here, Maggie. You can't be judge, jury, and executioner, okay? You can't say that this is the way how we're going to do things and I'm running it. You can't be, okay, the commissioner of the National Football League just making rules as you go along, okay? No, baby, can't work that way. You're going to have a commission, okay? You're going to have a panel, okay? And in Mashona's town, okay, which she's taking over, they have a panel. All right, now, last night episode, Rick's daughter rescued some new faces in new places, okay? So, she rescued these people, okay? It was a kid, a black kid, a deaf woman, okay? A teacher, all right? And a convicted felon, all right? So, okay, she claimed that she cleaned, you know, she used to work in a kitchen, all right? So, Rick's daughter brought them back, okay, to the town. And everybody told her, look here, you know we got rules, okay? We just can't just let anybody come on in here, all right? And out come Mashona, okay? Mashona wasn't for it from the get-go, okay? Mashona saw the whole thing transpired a mile away, okay? And Mashona was already saying hell to the no, okay? So, Mashona got on Rick's daughter and said, look here, baby. Look here. Now, we done had these rules. Now, I told you, we can't allow strangers in our town. Okay, remember the last time we had strangers? All right? So, they decided, look, we'll let them spend the night. And then we will rule on whether or not they can stay or not. Okay? So Rick's daughter, okay, she goes to Negan's cell. And now Negan has done changed, okay? Negan had done changed, okay? He got rid of a lot of that fuzzy beard on his face, okay? And to me, in that scene, he was kind of friendly, okay? Seemed like Negan's his changed man. Now, remember last week episode, okay? Negan was teetering the line of being an asshole, but really wasn't being an asshole. He really wanted somebody to kill him because he felt like his life is done, okay? He wanted to meet his family in heaven, okay? So Maggie spared his life, even though Maggie wanted to kill him in the worst way, okay? She decided to just spare his life, okay? Okay, 5 years later, he's still locked up in that cell, okay? And by the looks of things, he's happy where he's at, okay? They done did a lot of things in 5 years. They gave him a window, okay? He can easily get out of that cell, but he chooses not to. And he's been communicating with Rick's daughter, okay? So Rick's daughter was asking him, well, why do Michonne have the problem of me bringing strangers, okay? And Negan, in classic Negan fashion, gave her an analogy, okay? Talked about how when he was little, he used to bring stray dogs to the house, okay? And one day, he brought a stray dog and that stray dog killed everybody, all the dogs in the house that they had, all their pets, all the dogs that they had as pets. That stray dog killed all of them and bit half of his mother's ear off, okay? So, basically, the analogy to that story is you can't help everybody, okay? Just can't help everybody, okay? So, basically, that's what Negan was telling Rick's daughter, okay? So, Nick, from that scene, switching from that scene to, you know, now the preacher got him a new lover, got him a new girlfriend, that Latino girl, okay? And that same girl, by the way, that smart dude, that smart fella, okay, he talks a mean game. Sometimes I be wondering about him. Is he talking to make people think that he's smart? Okay, maybe he's smart enough to realize if I just say some smart things, they're going to spare my life because they're going to assume that I'm a genius, okay? He may not be a genius, okay? But he says he reads a lot of books. I think he's smart on the fact that he learned from a lot of books, you know, before the apocalypse, before the zombie apocalypse, okay? So that guy, and we all knew from two seasons ago, he had a mad crush on that Latino, okay? But he was too shy to tell her, all right? So you got that love triangle going on, okay? That Latino is dating that. Now she's in bed with that preacher, the one-eyed preacher. He's blind in one eye. He can see sort of kind of okay on his other eye. He's the same preacher, by the way, okay? That fell in love with that junk lady, and that junk lady kidnapped him, okay? So they really haven't explained what happened to that storyline. Is he still looking for her or not, okay? So she's in love with the preacher, and the smart guy's in love with the Latino, so I feel like that's going to be a storyline developing maybe next season, okay? I think they only got like two or three more episodes of this season, okay? So, all right, that's pretty much it. I don't want to keep going on because, to me, it wasn't a real good episode, all right? It wasn't really good. If I have to give it from 1 to 10, 1 being great, 10 being awful, I will give it an 8.5. Okay, really wasn't, it's the type of episode you could have missed, okay? You could have missed Sunday's episode, okay? And catch up on everything on the next episode of The Walking Dead, okay? Wasn't really an important episode, okay? I felt like it was a downer, okay? Particularly, I thought this episode, if you want to keep the people watching it, okay? And everybody know Rick is no longer going to be on The Walking Dead for the foreseeable future, you would think you would have some episodes lined up and ready, okay, for people to continue to watch The Walking Dead. And I feel like people are going to still do it, but I think they're going to lose a lot of viewerships, okay? But that's neither here nor there, okay? Now, what I read on the interwebs is that Rick, okay? They're going to have a storyline for Rick, okay? And they're talking about making The Walking Dead. Since it's a big franchise, okay? They decided to make The Walking Dead. They decided to put it on the silver screen. Take it to the movie theaters, okay? They feel like the franchise is strong enough, is ready for the transition of let's take these ideals, okay, and make a movie out of it. And there's talk around that Rick is going to be in the movie, okay? So, this is all rumors and speculations. Nobody knows what's true and what's false, okay? And basically, everybody's saying on the interwebs, particularly on a lot of these blogs, okay, that Rick is going to be on the movies, on the silver screen, when they do The Walking Dead in the theater form, okay? And after they do a couple of movies of that, they're going to decide to bring Rick back to next year's Walking Dead or the year before that, okay? Now, to me, I felt like, and they're also trying to do this dynamic on The Walking Dead where the zombies are the bad guys, okay? You know, for the past couple of Walking Dead, it was always a human being that was the villain, okay? They never really focused on the zombies, okay? Now the zombies have gotten, they done evolved, and they got a little bit smarter, okay? So now it's man versus zombies, okay? So these zombies are a little bit smarter now. They're not brain dead zombies, they're communicating with one another, okay? And I feel like they're gonna use this storyline, they're gonna ride this storyline till the wheels fall off. I feel like in the next couple of seasons, it's gonna be humans versus zombies. A lot of people are gonna be losing their lives, and we're gonna have a zombie leader, okay, that's going to be the villain, okay? Not right now, but in the future, okay? But to me, this episode was. I'm not going to say it was awful, okay? But it's an episode you can just go ahead and miss this goddamn episode. Skip this motherfucking episode, okay? Skip it, okay? If you got it on DVR, delete it, okay? Control, Alt, Delete, okay? Well, that's all I got for today. Tell me what you think. Rate, comment, subscribe. Favor and applaud this podcast. Support this podcast on Google and Apple as well. It's your boy. And I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.